The ABCs of the Gospel. Today is the letter Y, and I've chosen such a special name of God, and that is, He is Yahweh. This name comes to Moses when he's stuck in a desert. He's run away from the Egyptians. He's feeling like no one. And God comes to him in a burning bush and declares that I am is with you, Yahweh. It means being, and it comes from the Arabic word meaning love, passion, or desire. It's so beautiful that even in Exodus chapter 6, verse 3 to 4, it says, "And I appeared to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob as God Almighty, but by my name, Lord, I did not make myself known to them. I also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land in which they sojourned." Here we see that God is just confirming, this is a new name, Moses, I'm giving you, that I am is going to be with you in going back to Egypt to convince Pharaoh and then take my people to the promised land. You know, there are so many different tetragrammatons of this name, but one of them is YHWH. And this is how they represented Yahweh when it was written in Hebrew. Now, I've heard some beautiful ideas of how it is also represented of breath, that if you say Yah and you breathe in, and where is an exhale, how as a baby, that first breath, we're saying His name, and in our last breath, we're saying God's name. And you know what, maybe that's not biblical in terms of the sense of taking all the vowels out and things like that, but I still think it's so beautiful that Jesus chose to go into us. Just like He was in that burning bush, He becomes our very breath. He chose to live in us. Let's read together in John 14 verse 20. "In that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you." What a beautiful picture of the I am moving from a burning bush to being inside of us, in our very breath, in all that we do. In Job 27 verse 3 it says, "For as long as life is in me and the breath of God is in my nostrils." He continues in chapter 33 verse 4, he says, "The Spirit of God has made me and the breath of the Almighty gives me life." In Acts 17 verse 25 it says, "Nor is he served by human hands as though he needed anything, since he himself gives to all people life and breath and all things." And so this morning I just want to remind you that we serve Yahweh, the I Am, who is full of love, passion, and desire, who lives inside of us, taking us to our promised land, showing us the way we need to go. And he says this in Psalm 34 verse 1, "I bless God," this is David speaking, "I bless God every chance I get. My lungs expand with his praise. I live and breathe God. If things aren't going well, hear this and be happy." Choose to see Yahweh inside your lungs today. Breathe, relax in His presence. Know He's with you. He's that cloud by day and fire by night. He's never going to leave you. He is the very air in your lungs. So choose to praise Him no matter what's going on. Choose to worship Him and exalt Him. He is our Yahweh today. Always remember, you are highly favored and deeply loved.